Okay, true. Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Everyone who's out there. Everyone, Baruch Hashem, is here in person. So we'd like to welcome everyone again. So today we are starting a new step of. Just give me 1 minute here. Give me a second here. Sorry, I forgot. I think some audio-visual aid here. I don't know if this is the right pair. Is this the right pair? This might be the right pair. I think I got lucky picking out the right pair. Phil has a couple pairs of Baruch Hashem, extra pairs of tefillin, but okay. Yeah, it looks like this might be okay. Okay, so we're learning about to start Simen Baruch Hashem, Simen Chav Zayin. Makam Hanachasan Ve'ofen Hanachasan. How do we, the place where the tefillin should be situated. And the way we put on tefillin. So Malchaber says an aleph. Makom hanachasan. Where do you put on tefillin? Shalyad bezroasmo. So the shalyad, the hand one, we put on the, well, we'll see, on the left arm. The basar tafuach shebe etzem shebein ha kabordu uve sashechi. So you put the tefillin on the, at least most people. We'll get to the fortunate few like myself a little later in Chav Zayin. But most people put the tefillin on your left hand. As you all know, the reason is because the Torah says, Al Yadcha. And Yadcha Chazal Darshan, it's with a hey at the end. It shouldn't have a hey. And therefore, it teaches us from that one letter, Yad Keha, your weaker hand. And therefore, that's for most of you, is left hand. excuse me. Also, there's another drasha, and that is the Torah says, Uksavtam, right? It talks about binding, I should say, the tefillin on our arms and also writing them. So the same way most people write with a W, not the write with their right hand. There must be another way to phrase that. Right? So therefore, the tying, the knotting should be with the right hand, which means you have to put on the left. Because if you're going to use the right arm to do the action, in other words, again, with writing, the action is with the stronger hand. So to the action of tying, binding should be with. So therefore, the recipient, so to speak, has to be with the weaker hand. So, number one, so for those reasons, we bind the tefillin on the weaker hand, the hand opposite the writing hand. We'll get into that. We'll see that. I don't know if I should really say that. And then the Machabi says, "Babasar tufach shabe etzem shabein kavado obeis hashachi." And you put them in the muscle. We'll translate etzem not as a bone or, but in the muscle that is between the elbow, kavado, and the base hashachi is the armpit. So we all know that there is a, I don't know what they call it, but there is a muscle sort of in the middle between the elbow and the armpit. So we put it on that muscle. on that muscle. But basar tefok shabatsim, right? We'll get a little more into this.
Bicep?
Huh?
The bicep.
Very good. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if you didn't, let's say, as we'll see later, lower than the muscle or on the side of the, you know, I hate to say it. Sometimes you see people, they have it on the side, or it's not on the crest of the muscle. On the crest of the muscle. I will see. It should really be a little on the lower, on the sloping down towards the elbow. In other words, right, the muscle goes up and down. So on the lower, I'm not using good phrases here, on the downward slope of the bicep towards the elbow. But again, it still has to be on, on that muscle. V'yata tefillah ma'at letzaraguf, and then you should have the tefillin, the tefillah, right? Slightly, in other words, so it should be like this. Again, you can't see it. But it should be slightly towards your heart. Why? A little bit towards the body. So when you relax your hand, right after putting it on, you know, you relax it. So then, now again, the crest of the muscle is now by your heart, right? So it should be, again, facing your heart, so to speak, right? Or correct, I should say. Nimsa mekayem vayu adrei ma'ila la'al levecha, and then you fulfill what is written al levecha, should be on your heart. No, it's not going to be on, it means parallel, right? And the Ramah says, v'tzarech lahaniach barosh ha'etzem somok lekavdo, avolo b'chetzi ha'etzem shesomok, next page, 70, page 72, I should say, la'shechi. You should have the tefillin barosh ha'etzem ha'somok lekavdo, at the head of the top of the muscle, bicep, which is towards the elbow, right? So it goes up. So it should be slightly on that, not at the tippy top, but slightly on down towards the elbow, and not towards the armpit. So in other words, again, we have this muscle, and it goes up, comes to a crest, and then it goes down and goes like towards the armpit. So again, you shouldn't put it on the downward slope towards the armpit, up, higher up, on the person's body. Right? Everybody understand that?
So it's on the highest part of the muscle?
Highest part of the muscle, but slightly towards the
elbow.
Slightly towards the elbow, right? Brosha esem sokol kol, avolo b'chazinan, the half of the muscle, which is towards the armpit. Okay? That's what the Ramah says. Right. And then the Ramah finishes. Gideim, someone's an amputee, she'en lo yad, that doesn't have an arm, rag zroa, So then, well, we'll see more about this a little later. Yaniach below bracha, so you should put on tefillin without a bracha. Again, we'll see more about this a little later. Okay, base, let's go on to base. I want to mention the Bir Halacha says, the Bir Halacha says he should make with a bracha because, again, he still has the muscle, right? He just doesn't have the from the elbow on. So the Gemara says he should make a bracha, but again, there's a whole big debate about that. So Mr. Shambli Nether, we'll get to that a little later. Beis, ha-minag ha-nachon. The proper custom is, the Mechaber says, Sheyehe hayud shel kesher atfilah shel yad letzad alev. So again, I don't have to take the tefillin out, but you can see, right, the boxes, right? So we have a knot. Oops, sorry. We have a knot on the shel yad, which is shaped like a yud, right? You all know we have the name of Hashem, shin on the shel rosh, and then a dalet behind our the nape of our neck. And then the yud is here on the shel yad. So now see, this is very important. The Machar says the proper custom is that this yud should be shei yud shel shekesher shel tefillah shel yad letzad alev. It should be towards the heart. So in other words, here we got the tefillin. Now again, most people put it on their left hand. So now if I put it on like this, you could see the knot is facing into my heart, right? As opposed to, let's say, we'll talk about this. If I would put on these tefillin, me being a lefty, so if I put them on over here, I have to put on my right hand, as we'll see. So now the knot is facing out, right? It's facing out. It's not facing towards my heart. So again, for you righties, so again, the same thing. If you would put on my tefillin, I'm left-handed, you would put on my tefillin, so then the knot would be facing out. It would not be facing towards your heart. So again, but the Machaber says a minhagam nachon, the proper minhag is that that knot, that shel yad knot, should be facing towards inside of your body, not the outside, towards the outside.
What if that's the only pair of tefillin?
Oh, hold on. Hold on. V'atfila alav letzar chutz. V'yesh li zar shlo tozuz hayud shel kesher me'atfila. And you should be careful that the yud, right, this, does not go away. Now that's the language of the Mechaber. The yud should not go away from the tefila, from the tefillin, right? The tefillin shel. Okay, so now what we just did in base is two halachas. Number one, when you wear the tefillin, the yud should be facing in, towards the inside of your body. Number two is that this yud should, we'll see, be always near or the actual body of the tefillin, right?
Near or touching?
So we'll talk about that. Very good question. So the Machaber says, the Mishnah Berurah says the language of the Machaber was that the proper custom is that the yud should face in, towards the inside of your body, not face out. So the Chofetz Chaim says in the Mishnah Berurah says that this is really from the Gemara. The Dina, the Gemara, who the Perish HaGonim. According to the Gonim, this is really from the Gemara. Now, the Be'er Halacha brings up something. I think somebody was bringing up, Mr. Magor or Mr. Sarto. What happens like this? I'm not sure, but I think it happened to me once. Maybe not, I'm not sure. But let's say you have somebody who's left-handed, and I don't know, somebody's left-handed, they're tefillin or, you know, whatever. So there's people who lend tefillin to them. But there's one problem. As I said before, if a lefty puts on these righty tefillin, so then the yud would be facing out. And the Machaber just said that, and the Vilna Gaon said it's really from the Gemara, that really the yud should be facing in. So what does the lefty do? Now again, the same thing would apply. Hopefully you have your tefillin. So let's say hypothetically, if you didn't have your tefillin, you wanted to borrow my tefillin. I'm left-handed. So you would be facing the same issue. So what do you do? So the Be'er Halacha, brings down a Shavuos Yaakov, I think it's Shavuos Yaakov, Shavuos Yaakov, that says that what the person should do is turn the tefillin upside down.
180 degrees.
Yeah, whatever, not upside down. But, and therefore, have the yud facing in. Now again, the small part of the tefillin normally faces down. Now the small part of the tefillin will be facing up, and you put on the tefillin like that. In other words, again, I'm using this as an example. I'm left-handed, so let's say if I had to put on these tefillin, so then the Shavuos Yaakov says I should put on like that. You can't see that well.
Wrap it from the other side.
And yeah, you'd have to go all mixed up, right? You'd have to figure out how to wrap it. But now the Bir HaLacha brings down some disagree with this and say no, that you would just wear it regular. But at the end, now obviously, I knew somebody was going to say this, is the best thing is if you could take out the ritzua and put, right, but most people aren't going to tumul like that. So then the Chofetz Chaim comes out at the end of the Bir HaLacha that if you cannot do that, so then al kapanim, b'sheinu yachol ha'atzi, yaseh k'shavuos Yaakov. Should do like the Shavuos Yaakov and invert, maybe? Right. Turn it the other way around. Now, again, that's very interesting. Now, tomorrow, Meretz Hashem, we will talk about the second halacha, which we were talking about, and that is the famous thing about the yud touching the bias, touching the box of the tefillin shel yad, and what's the story with that? So, but Meretz Hashem, we'll get to that tomorrow, and then tomorrow, hopefully, also we will talk about the very important idea of chatzitza. Kind of ride the Mr. Sarto and Mr. Nagin know about this from mikveh issues. But again, and it comes when the Telsai, it comes up everywhere, but here is a famous part. That is something interfering between the tefillin and your body. Get into toupees. Got a really funny joke from my father-in-law about toupees. But maybe we'll get to that tomorrow. So I don't know if you come from the Mishnah Berurah, but at least the joke might be good. Okay, Yashikach, everyone. Everyone have a good evening.